Hello and welcome to Where the Living Room Used to Be, a podcast about Rhode Island's music scene. All right, five, John McCauley. What is or was your favorite Rhode Island record store and why?
Tom's Tracks, which is no longer there. It was on Thayer Street. Because when I was, I think I was like 15 years old, I went in, I special ordered a Santo and Johnny album through him. And I was buying some other records, just like some random stuff, just some 80s punk stuff and some old crooner records. Mm-hmm. And Tom looked at me and he goes, "How old are you?" I think I'm 15.
Yeah.
He's like, "You have way better taste in music than I did when I was 15.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right, I'll take that as a compliment from you. Yeah. You seem to be cranky at everybody. In Your Ear across the street was pretty good. I loved Luke's Record Exchange in Pawtucket, too. That was mm-hmm. a good place. I do want to give a shout out to my local record store over here in Pawtuxet Village, Doomed Records. They're pretty new, but they get a good selection. I've been in there a few times.
Yeah, it's a really cool shop, and yeah, they're a good asset to have here in the Rhode Island.
Yes, and you can go out front to Lucy Juicy and get yourself a smoothie or some vegan cookies or whatever.
Exactly, so, exactly.
Hey, it's a win-win.
Yeah. That leads into the next question. What is your favorite drink that's tied to the state?
I mean, I grew up drinking coffee milk thinking it was totally normal, you know?
So. Wait, it's not normal? What do you mean?
Well, in the other 49 states, yeah. And the rest of the
like,
world.
What are you talking about, John?
It's,
yeah.
The best way I could describe it to people who have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about is like, okay, you know how there's chocolate milk and chocolate ice cream? Coffee milk and coffee ice cream. But then, not everybody really knows about coffee ice cream either. So mm-hmm. I'm just shouting into a void there.
Yeah.
as far as things that aren't coffee milk, I did have the Narragansett's Pilsner today at O'Rourke's. Over here in Warwick, and that tasted pretty damn good. So, runner-up is the Narragansett Pilsner. Number one, coffee milk, and it's got to be Autocrat.
Oh wow! Because Autocrat tattoo.
I got the tattoo on my hand, so I really I can't go with any other brand, even though they're all owned by the same company.
Yeah, like Eclipse or whatever. Yeah. Well, I guess there's Dave's, you know, but yeah. Cool. And before I forget, I just want to let you know, like, so as I mentioned, I work for Blackstone Valley Tourism Council, and we were able to come across this like 100-year-old bottle of coffee syrup. It was like one of the earliest ones.
Whoa.
It was invented in Blackstone Valley. So I'll send you a picture of the like the original bottle that we have in our office.
That was like from Cumberland.
I don't know if you want to drink it, but we do have some coffee milk.
I'll
that
try
we have.
Anything.
I'll get you some coffee syrup that we have from Blackstone Valley Coffee Syrup that we have. It's not Autocrat, but we'll get you some of that. But yeah, I can at least. You probably don't want to drink the 100-year-old one, but yeah. You're like, I've done. I told you I like the performative stuff, you know. So
I'm drinking on stage.
Yeah, exactly. What is your favorite place in Rhode Island?
Oh man. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Smith Hill.
Oh, yeah.
That's just so many good memories growing up in Smith Hill and going to the parade and just being able to take my kid there now. Like, we just went this past weekend. It's just a blast. Just seeing some people from back in the day, people who are still in the neighborhood or people who go back, they just gravitate towards Patrick's Pub.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
The Patrick's Pub during the St. Patrick's Day Parade is a special place.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, do you like still like really connect with that neighborhood, like the Smith Hill neighborhood and stuff like that? Like, is it still a solid place in your heart?
I still know some folks that live there. Most of my family is either not around anymore or they've moved away from mm-hmm. Smith Hill. But my grandmother, she's still alive and kicking. She still lives in Smith Hill. And I took my kid over there to see her great-grandma after the St. Pat's Parade last weekend. And it's cool to still have a family tie mm-hmm. in my old neighborhood.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. What is your favorite Rhode Island pizza?
Oh, man, this is...
an impossible question.
You know? It's hard, man. It's I think Rhode Island has mastered a few styles of pizza, which makes it even more confusing. But, Tommy's on Chalkstone Avenue was my favorite, and, you know, it still would be if it was open. But they only have their new-ish satellite store in Cranston, which it's just not as good. It's just, the oven's not as old. It's not as greasy.
Yeah, you kind of need that, yeah.
It's just not the same. But as far as a pizza that you can't get anymore, it would be Tommy's on Chalkstone Avenue. As for what we got right now, I really like Tony's Pizza Palace in Cranston.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good.
Cool.
And I gotta give a little runner-up shout out to Basta in Cranston, and another rest in peace shout out to Bob and Timmy's on Federal Hill. I miss that place.
Yeah, that was my favorite. That was my wife and I. Our first date was to Bob and Timmy's, and every month we would go there as like our month anniversary as a dorks we were. But absolutely love their pizza and miss it.
Like, I think that was the first time I had wood fire pizza.
Yeah.
And it left quite an impression.
Yeah. It was just a cool spot, like kind of tucked away off of Atwell's, and dug it. So I know you mentioned the parade itself, but the last question here for this is what is your favorite event that takes place in the state? Doesn't need to be musical, you know, like is it the parade or is it something else that kind of stands out?
Might be the parade.
Yeah. It's like you have played on the main stage of like Newport Folk, but it's like I do like the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with the Newport Folk Festival. Yeah. That was my first concert, and it's very well maybe the last concert I ever perform, you know, if I keep doing this into my 70s and 80s. But there is something special about that parade, to me at least. I don't know. Maybe if you didn't grow up here and you just come to the Smith Hill St. Patrick's Day Parade, you might be like, what the fuck is John McCauley talking about?
Yeah, no, it's... But, I live right over there, like off of Chalkstone, like between Smith and Chalkstone, like Pleasant Valley Parkway, and... it's just cool, even like the after party or the remnants of the parade, like just seeing everyone walk like around like wearing like green tutus and like all this other stuff. I'm like, this is a scene right now, and everyone's breaking out their Celtics jersey that they haven't worn since last year, and they're hanging out at the pubs and stuff like that, or they're just walking around, you know.
It is fun. Cool. It is fun. I guess, you know, session night at Patrick's is great too on Thursdays, and the social club that Ian and I belong to in Cranston, the Cayley Club, Irish American Social Club, they have a session the last Friday of every month. It's open to anybody that wants to go. It's down in the basement in the pub. It's fantastic. It's great musicians. It's so much fun.
Is it like Celtic session or is it?
Yeah, it's all nice. Irish music. It's the best. I look forward to going whenever I can. I'm like heartbroken whenever I'm out of town on the last Friday of a month.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, my father-in-law is part of that. And yeah, he kind of came up. He's a session accordion player and then got really into Irish music. And he does the Patrick Pub one, but he has just started going to Ireland and doing these kind of like DIY tours just from like networks of people and doing these sessions of like just, yeah, like just connecting with people and like playing their pubs when he's there. And it's just,
yeah, that's it's, badass.
It's a really, really cool time. But yeah,
there's so much good like Irish music around here that I wasn't totally aware of until I moved back to Rhode Island.
Yeah. You know? Do you play it? Like, do you like join in really. Over there, or do you just kind of like enjoy like checking it out?
I play the bouzouki a bit, and I know a few jigs and reels, but I don't think my chops are good enough to sit in quite yet. But
yeah. Well, maybe I can connect someday. You with Paul, my father-in-law. If you want to learn some stuff, he's like he does a lot of that stuff. He's
sure, yeah.
He's pretty wild what he does, yeah.
It's my bouzouki over here. I still connect.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there it is. Give a click. Might sound like shit on this lapel mic, but who knows.
Go.
Yeah. I can't do it right now. So, I gotta work on my chops.
Yeah. That's really cool that you're into that, though. Thanks so much, John, for sharing that and for sharing your tips around Rhode Island of what to check out, what to drink, and
I hope I shared enough.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then you know, when the St. Pat's parade comes around next year,
yeah,
I'll see you there, and
you'll find me out in front of Patrick's Pub as long as I'm not on a tour.
Yeah, cool.
That's where I'll be.
Nice.